Tango Walker Zesty and the rest of the Seaway Valley. Good morning and welcome back to the Get Up and Go Morning Show on 97.3 CKON. Earlier in the week, I told you about a few of our teams that are headed off to British Columbia for the 2014 President's Cup. It's being hosted this year by the Tri-City Bandits Lacrosse Club. And we'll give the website for the actual President's Cup as we go through this quick interview with our friends from the Aqua Zesty Outlaw. Now, we're joined this hour by Mark Jacobs. He is a coach and also the owner of the Aqua Zesty Outlaws. And we're also joined this hour by Big Boy Garo. He is one of the supporters, always been a big sports fan here in Aqua Zesty and player as well. And this year, I understand, his boy is going to be going for a President's Cup. Is that right, Big?
That's right, Reen.
All right, so welcome, gentlemen. We have, as we mentioned, Mark Jacobs and also Big Boy Garo. Sego, and welcome to the show.
Morning, Reen.
Now, we've got the Aqua Zesty Outlaws. Tell me a little bit about the team. We're in the Three Nations Senior B Lacrosse League. Tell me as much as you can about the Outlaws themselves, Mark.
Well, the Outlaws, the players are Tori Petrie, Ben Phillips, Nima Cumber, Brandon Swamp, Neil Hopps, Jarrett Jacobs, my son, Dwight Beryl, Derek Hopps, Max Shea, Devin George, Daryl Seymour, Matt Thompson, Josh, my oldest son, the oldest player on the team, Dave Thomas, Diggy Lee Thompson, Jordy Phoenix from Cornwall, Sean Fontaine from Cornwall, Nick Severino from Cornwall, Huck DeGaro, Adam Delarmy, Tyler Barnhart from Cornwall, Andrew Bunbury, which he played juniors down here, was graduated. Angus LeBourne, we picked him up from Kahnawake. He's played with us before. Corey Thompson and Troy Lyons.
Excellent. Now, these guys are all together looking to bring that cup back to Aqua Zesty. We saw a lot of success a few years back with the Syracuse Braves, and now we want to do that again. We want to represent our community out west and bring that trophy home. I think it's an awesome way for you to be a part of this, Mark, as the coach, as the owner. Both of your sons are on the team, which is just incredible. You must be so excited and so very proud of not only your kids, but you know, your whole organization.
Yes, I am, Reen. Most of these players, I would say probably 75% of them, I coached in minors.
Yep.
From novice all the way up to us, well, seniors now.
Yep.
And like most of them have 3 gold medals as minors from novice. Bantams, we went back to back. They threw us up in Midget A whenever the Indians were playing Senior A. They were up there watching us, and like they couldn't believe the talent we had. We had Jerome, Heine were also on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Jarrett, Dwight, Neil. Dan was part of our teams whenever I ran the Junior Eagles. Like I would say, most of these guys grew up with me coaching,
yeah.
And like they understand my system.
Mm-hmm.
They like how strict I am. Like, I'm a no-bars coach. I don't take no
lip
bull crap from
yep.
anybody.
Yep.
Which you'll probably see in the stands when I'm on the bench and screaming holler. Well, I ain't like dirt, though.
Yeah. We haven't reached the dirt level yet, right? Okay.
No,
all right. You're okay then, Mark. Good morning, Dirt, in case you're listening. Mr. Lacrosse and Mr. Has he been selling fish this year?
I keep saying that I'll bring you somebody. He's never brought
me in. He never shows up. So if anybody hears or sees from Dirt, better tell him to bring Mark some fish. All right. So talking with Mark Jacobs. He is the owner and coach of the Aqua Zesty Outlaws. Big Boy Garo joining us today as well as a supporter with both Hukta and your nephew Troy on the team. And, you know, a lot of times when we're looking at these teams and these rosters, everybody's related, which is awesome, too. It's a family affair. And I think that gives us a big advantage when it goes to, you know, when we have to travel or, you know, when we even want it here. here in Acquasate. That was just incredible. So we'd like to show them our stuff. We want to tell them that, hey, we can do this. We want to bring that trophy home. So you guys, the actual President's Cup itself is August 25th through the 31st. So those today is the 20th. So we've only got 5 days before the event actually starts. Mark, I know that we need some help. We need some help from the community. We need some help, especially from the businesses. And I know that our businesses are called upon a lot. I know that our community members are called upon a lot for tickets and fundraisers, meals and dances and things like that. This is a chance at a national championship, the best Senior B lacrosse team in Canada. Mark, you think our team is the best one in Canada, and we want to win that trophy to prove it.
Yes, I do. I think most of these players have competed. Like, they've proven themselves growing up, and we picked up some a couple players here and there that we plan on taking, and our number one goal is to represent Akwesasne in the best way we can, and number two goal is play for our elders and the community. Number three is to bring the cup back home, and right now we're asking for the business community to help support us, and Big Boy is throwing a challenge out there to everybody. He has a list which he wants to name them off if he can.
Sure. What do you got, Big?
All right. First of all, I want to congratulate the Outlaws on their win. And I would also like to challenge a few businesses. I'm going to donate to the team $2,000 personally. And I would like to challenge some of the bigger businesses to match it, beat it, and also make a little challenge if they can at some point during the day. So how about start off with Kerry Terrence?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's always a good one to start with. Christian Thompson, I seen him out there. Speedway, Brass Horse. Come on, Dave Mainville, Spooky. There's a bunch of people out there that we'd like to have sponsor or help sponsor from the community. They know who they are. They can get a hold of either Mark or Carol. Yep. And also Seneca's. I know they do the drink, the pussy drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they've been a supporter, so. Hopefully they come on real quick and help the team out also.
All right, so let's give those phone numbers. Mark, you've got some phone numbers, and these phones you can call all day, and it doesn't matter if you've got $10, doesn't matter if you have $100, $1,000, $2,000, whatever you can give, $50 even helps. Anything that you can give to help the team get out there. They did win the Three Nations Senior B Lacrosse League, so they've got one trophy under their wings, and we're looking for the other to bring back to Acquasasne. And the President Cup 2014, hosted by the Tri-City Bandits. It's being played in Coquitlam, British Columbia at the Poirier Sport and Leisure Complex. And you can log on to 2014presidentscup.ca for more information. And I think they also have game packages that you can purchase on there, whether that's to view or to listen to the audio online on the computer. You can check that out. So go to that website, 2014presidentscup.ca. All right, so Mark, give me those phone numbers, please.
All right, Reen, now phone numbers are, my cell phone number is 315-842-1100. My wife Carol's is 842-1401. And the manager, my sister Vaughn is 518-651-7811. And Reen, you want me to read off the rest of our Big Boys Challenge?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Big. Appreciate it.
Big Boys also challenge our wireless cable internet companies of Akwesasne, Johnson Manufacturing, Shannon Thompson, Muskies, Mill Lacrosse, Akwesasne Sports, Gunawaga Snake Pit, and other businesses. Frenchie's Ford and Chevy, Blevins, Akwesasne Mini Mart, Braves Tobacco, Natives, Jacobs Manufacturing, Tim Hortons, Papa John's Pizza, Express Gas on Cornwall Island, Pumpkin, Roy Del Army, Lazor's Construction, John Lazor. I got a couple more from him.
Wow.
He's been a busy man.
I see that.
Wow.
He's got Akwesasne Mohawk Casino, St. Regis Mohawk Tribal, Bears Den, Tarbell Management, Number 9, Burns Family, Philip Gray, Speedway, Cedarview, Scott McDonald, Morris Oaks, Brass Horse, Dave Mainville, Carson Mitchell, Mark Benedict, Pawn Shop, Carson Mitchell. And I think that's all he's got. Oh, he gave me another paper. Mohawk Vision and JJ Insurance.
There we go. Nyawagoa, those are some wonderful businesses, and we appreciate all of the support. And like I said, we call on our businesses a lot, and we appreciate the support, and our businesses appreciate people's patronage. They wouldn't be here in the community of Akwesasne if our people didn't support them. And right now we're asking for some support on behalf of the Akwesasne Outlaws, and like I said, not even only the business community, but lacrosse fans in general. We should be very proud that we've got representation at the President's Cup with our team, and we've had some great lacrosse teams over the years at the President's Cup in British Columbia. Lacrosse is a social activity in our community. It's also a spiritual activity, playing for the Creator, playing for our elders. There's so much that involves lacrosse here on the territory. You know, the kids just got the new lacrosse box up at Generations Park, you know, in honor. It's incredible how much that sport brings people together, and it's going to bring people together out in British Columbia. I would also like to send a shout out to four of our men that are on the Gunawagan Mohawks roster from the summer. They won the Quebec Senior Lacrosse League, and they will be looking at going against the Akwesasne Outlaws, and they are Mike Thompson, Ty Thompson, also Brandon Francis, I believe, is on that roster for the Gunawagan Mohawks, and Pistol Peter Jacobs also on there as well. So there's four more young men that are representing Akwesasne on that Gunawagan Mohawks roster. So we've also got the Onondaga Redhawks that are going to be headed out there too. So we've got some great representation from the Iroquois Confederacy, and we want to see our guys bring home that cup. The Akwesasne Outlaws, they carry our community's name, and they do it with pride, and they want to raise that cup, and they'd like the community's help to do that. So gentlemen, any closing words before we let you go?
I'd like to make a prediction for the President's Cup. I believe it's going to be a Native team that brings it home.
There we go. Good man. All right. So, again, the President's Cup 2014, the Senior B Lacrosse Championship of Canada. Veronica Jacobs, you mentioned Vaughn. She is the manager of the team. She's done a lot of the outreach, letting people know on the radio when games are, practices are, what's going on, when the series starts and things like that. The Akwesasne Outlaws won their series against the Snake Island Muskies over the weekend. They captured that Three Nations Senior B Lacrosse League trophy, and Vaughn wants to challenge all members of Cedarview, $25. So members of Cedarview, you have been challenged by one of the biggest golfers on the res, Mark.
And Mark Jacobs wants to challenge all ex-lacrosse players that played and that are playing now. I'll challenge you, $25.
There we go. And like we said, every little bit helps. Even if you just got $20, you know, payday isn't until tomorrow. Every $20 helps. You know, if we had 100 people doing $20, that's 2,000 right there. You know what I mean? So it really, really helps at the end of things. We've got to get all these guys out there and make sure they're not rushed, or, you know, it's stressful when you got to, you know, kind of wait and see if you're going to win the championship and represent Akwesasne, right, Mark?
Yes, it is very stressful. My hair used to be brown. Now it's all
gray. That's what I was going to say. I'm like, it must have been a pretty strenuous season. But, hey, it doesn't matter. All that matters at the end, you got the W. And that W got your ticket to British Columbia, which is fantastic. And Big, he looks like he's 12. He always looks the same. He's never changed, Mark. He's going to be 95, and he's still going to look like Big Boy Garo.
Thank you, Reed.
Always. Thank you guys for coming in. Carol, thank you so much for joining us. And congratulations to the Akwesasne Outlaws. Mark?
Well, one more thing. Akwesasne, I know we can do it, so give us a hand to get out there. Thank you.
Yeah. On a 97.3 CKLN, that is Mark Jacobs, owner and coach of the Akwesasne Outlaws. Big Boy Garo, a supporter and fan, lacrosse player himself. And, of course, both of Mark's sons are on the team, Jarrett Jacobs and Josh Jacobs. Big Boy's son, Hukta, is on the team, along with his nephew, Troy. And everybody else, I'm sure, is either a nephew or a cousin or a neighbor, or they've got the same clan. Either way, it's a family team. They're all set to go to the President's Cup out in British Columbia, and all lacrosse fans, community members, let's get together and help these guys out and see how things can go for them as they go for their goal, the end goal, the Senior B Championship of Canada. Thanks again to Mark Jacobs, Big Boy Garo, and Carol joining us this morning as well. And again, I'll give you those phone numbers. You can call these guys. They'll stop by wherever you are and pick up any donations you have. For Mark, 315-842-1100, 315-842-1100. Also for Carol, it's 315-842-1401, 315-842-1401. We also have Vaughn at 518-651-7811, 518-651-7811. One more thing, Mark. I need to know where people can drop donations off. Is there a central location or person that they can drop it off to?
You're probably dropping off at Big Boy's.
Big Boy's
store?
Gas?
Sure.
Big Boy's Gas.
All right. Yeah. So that'll be the central location where everybody can drop off their donations. And like we said, even lacrosse fans, the little guys and gals, our tykes that went to the provincials, we had a lot of people that really got together at the beginning of this month and helped send our youth to their provincials in Whitby. So even if we got our kids that maybe have $5 in their allowance, that helps. Drop it off at Big Boy's. Mark?
Yes, and I want to congratulate this year's Akwesasne Minor Lacrosse on the teams that brought home medals and the teams that participated in the provincials. I coached the novice team last year. We brought home the silver. This year, I committed to the seniors, but next year, I'll probably drop back down to minors.
Okay. Awesome. Those kids played their hearts out, and a lot of them accomplished their goals. Some are really new, just starting the game, and have really come a long way. And, of course, we've got the leaders on the teams that do very well, and all the dedicated people, the moms, the dads, the coaches, the managers, the trainers, also the league conveners, everybody that keeps that Minor Lacrosse Association alive. You worked real hard, and we're very proud of you. And also to everybody involved with Three Nations Senior B Lacrosse. Thank you, guys. Congratulations and have a safe trip.
Thank you.
On a 97.3 CKLN, again, you can drop off donations over at Big Boy's Gas, and any donation that you have would be just perfect. Anything you can give will go to a very good cause, as these guys work together to bring home a national championship for lacrosse. So again, Veronica's number, 518-651-7811, Carol's number, 315-842-1401, and Mark's number, 315-842-1100, and you can drop off any donations that you have at Big Boy's Gas, located right on the corner of Racket Point Road and Route 37 in West Akwesasne. Thanks for joining me today, everybody. Have a great Wednesday. I'm going to boom on off to Cornwall Island, see what's going on for the Cirque de Akwesasne quickly, and then pop back here for some more work, I guess, if you will. So we hope that everybody checks out Cirque de Akwesasne. It's happening at AMS School, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. It's a free event, and I'll be over there in just a little bit, tell you everything they have for you. I'll do a quick call in on What's Anina's show. So she's going to take over for me right now, and we'll be right back after this.